Today, Soft Rock Warm 101.3, and every week at this time, we share the warmth with another wonderful organization in Rochester that's doing great work. This morning, we are speaking to the Chief Advancement Officer of Villa of Hope, Jerry Ann Pushkiss. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. We enjoy doing these things because we like to shine a light on groups and organizations who are doing great things and maybe get them more attention, and who knows, maybe help you do things a little better with people paying more attention. First of all, explain what Villa of Hope is. Is to some people who may not know what you do.
Sure, and some people may think they know what we do, but over the years we have really evolved. So it's important to kind of share that the Villa of Hope used to be St. Joseph's Villa, and so we have changed from that orphanage, very residential-based model. We now do a lot of work, although we have some residential, we do a lot of work in the community. So we have community-based programs where we go into homes and we work on therapy with the whole families. Mm. We have an outpatient clinic that works with mental health and substance use for youth and adults. And we're actually in the process now of building a detox center, which will be the first one in this area to work with youth ages 16 to 18 and adults also. Hmm. We have a school, so we have a full educational program. And then, of course, we have other community-based programs and residential programs here on campus.
How do people find out about you?
So, it's interesting. They can go through their physician. They could go to our website at villaofhope.org. We get a lot of referrals from physicians, counselors, schools for our educational program and other services, as well as the justice system.
If someone wants to join your team, what are the credentials that they would need?
Number one would have to be an interest in serving the people that we work with. I think the number one thing is to care. And then after that, high school diploma, and we are looking for folks with bachelor's degrees, specifically social work, maybe a bachelor's in psychology, a lot of the human services careers. We also have a wide variety of administrative functions as well, including finance. We have a full marketing department, a fundraising department, a full facilities operations department. So there are a wide variety of opportunities, and they can go to our website to the careers page and check it out.
Do you get any funding from the state?
We do get some funding, and that is for some of our residential programs as well as some of our state contracts. So the difficulty with that, and a lot of people ask, well, then why do you need to fundraise if you get money from the state? Well, a lot of our rates are based on the expenses from 2 years ago, and even then, we don't get full funding because we've got to provide raises, we've got to provide additional training, and of course, prices always go up. So we're always trying to get ahead, and that's a big reason why we have to be sure that we're fundraising, we're being engaged in our community as well to make sure that we can see where things are going and try and get ahead of the game.
Well, I could tell you are a special person and you work at a special place, and I want to let people know that villaofhope.org, there's a donate button. It'd be wonderful because obviously every organization we speak to, that's, that's always money fits all. Well, Jerry Ann Pushkiss, thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with us here on Warm on 1.3 and continued success stories at the Villa of Hope. If you have an organization that you would like us to put a spotlight on, it's a real easy thing to do. Just drop me a line, Tony at warm1013.com, and then hopefully we'll get to the organization that you like and share the warmth here on Warm 101.3.